M63 recording length 09 minutes and 21 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 63 Spiral Galaxy M63, and GC5055, Type SB, in Cadence Venatici Sunflower Galaxy M63.jpg, Right Ascension 13, 15.8, H:M, Declination plus 42.02, Deg:M, Distance 37,000, Cli, Visual Brightness 8.6, Mag, Apparent Dimension 10x6, Arcmin, discovered 1779 by Pierre Gain, Messier 63, Million 63, and GC5055, nicknamed the Sunflower Galaxy, is a beautiful spiral galaxy in the constellation Canes Venatici. M63 was the very first discovery of a deep sky object by Charles Messier's friend, Pierre Gain, who caught it up on June 14, 1779. On the same day, Charles Messier included it in his catalog. The Sunflower Galaxy M63 is one of the early recognized spiral galaxies, listed by Lord Rosse as one of 14 spiral nebulae, discovered to 1850. It has been classified as a Hubble type SB or SC, displaying a patchy spiral pattern which can be traced well to the periphery of its only 6 arcsecond small smooth textured central region. Although 6 degrees south, it apparently forms a physical group with M51 and several smaller galaxies. The M51 group, which is about 37 million light years distant, the visual appearance resembles the photo. The spiral arms show up as a grainy background, which brightens slowly from outward and then rapidly to the nuclear region, which is still grainy. Star-forming regions can be traced all along the spiral arms on color photos. Type I Supernova 1971 occurred on May 25, 1971, and reached Mag 11.8. Messier 63 observations and descriptions discovered by Pierre Gain in 1779. Messier, M63, June 14, 1779 63 13 H04 meters 22s, 196 D05, 30, plus 43 D12, 37. Nebula discovered by M. Gain in Canes Venatici. M. Messier searched for it. It is faint. It has nearly the same light as the nebula reported under NO 59,059. It contains no star, and the slightest illumination of the micrometer wires makes it disappear. It is close to a star of 8th magnitude, which precedes the nebula on the hour wire. M. Messier has reported its position on the chart of the path of the comet of 1779. William Herschel PT1811, P310, SP2, P482, number 63 of the Canescens Day Temps is a very bright nebula, extending from north proceeding to south following 9 or 10, long, and near 4, broad. It has a very brilliant nucleus. Fig 27, unpublished observations of Messier's nebulae and clusters. Scientific Papers, Volume 2, P658. 1787, March 18, SW 717, ENPSF, elongated north proceeding, NW, 2 south following, say, 5-6, long and near 4, broad, bright nucleus, very brilliant. 1787, April 9, SW 725, VB very bright, 9 or 10, long, considerably broad. The brightness confined to a small place. John Herschel, 1833, H1570, H1570 equals M63, Sweep 151, May 6, 1828, Ra 13H 8 meters 10.9s, NPD 47D4, 12, 1830.0, Right Ascension and North Polar Distance, B, PME, VSMBM, almost to asterisk pose 30 deg MP to SF, VSFN more diffused, has a B asterisk NP and a D asterisk F, bright, pretty much extended, very suddenly much brighter toward the middle, almost to a star-star-like nucleus, position angle 30 deg north proceeding NW, 2 south following say, the south following say, and is, more diffused, has a bright star north proceeding to the NW, and a double star following to the east. Smythe, CCCCLXXVI476. M63. CCCCLXVII63 million canum venaticorum. R13H08m38s. Dec N42D52.7 mean epoch of observation. 1836.63 August 1836. An oval nebulet on the chest of Asterion, the northern dog, discovered by M. Kane in 1779. This object is of a milky white tint, and brightens to the center, where the nucleus resembles a small faint star. It is placed between two telescopic stars which cross the parallel vertically, while closer to it in the SP South proceeding, SW, is a third. Sir W. Herschel figured this object in the Philosophical Transactions for 1811, and describes it as very bright, extending from NP North proceeding, NW, to SF South following, say, 9, or 10, long, and near 4, broad, with a very brillum nucleus. The mean apparent place was differentiated from Cor Caroli, from which it bears north-northeast 5.5, on the line indicated from Denegla through Charles S. Hart Cor Caroli, Alpha Canum Venaticorum, Lord Ross John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC3474, GC3474=H1570=M63, R13H9m31.9s, NPD47D13, 45.3, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, L, PME120deg+/VSMBMBN. Three observations by W. N. J. Herschel, very bright, large, pretty much extended and position angle about 120 degrees +/, very suddenly much brighter toward the middle where there is a bright nucleus. Huggins' further observations on the spectra of some nebulae, with a mode of determining the brightness of these bodies, Phil, Trans, Roysock, Volume 156, 1866, p. 381-397, here p. 389, no GC, 3474-1570H63 million RA13H9m31s.9, NPD47D13, 45.3, very bright, large, very suddenly much brighter in the middle, bright nucleus, spiral, darkness south-fluing nucleus, Lord Ross spectrum continuous, drier, NGC5055, NGC5055=GC3474=H1570, Gain, M63, R13H9m32s, NPD47D13.7, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, L, PME120deg+/VSMBMBN, =M63, very bright, large, pretty much extended and position angle about 120 degrees +/, very suddenly much brighter toward the middle where there is a bright nucleus. Curtis' descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lichobs, number 13, part 1, p. 942, NGC5055, RA=13:11.3, DEC=+42:34, PUBL, Lichobs, Volume VII, Plate 46, a bright, beautiful spiral 8x3, in PA98 DEG, has an almost stellar nucleus. The whorls are narrow, very compactly arranged, and show numerous almost stellar condensations. See APS F33SN, Content Car as if SEDS, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.